Roger Ringrose, Radio Drama Reel.
Stop now! Stop.
I don't care! I don't care! Go and show him your back and tell him as I thrashed you. Tell him I've made things a bit more even in the world. Ooh.
Father, come in. Come in now.
Come away now.
I feel ill. Faintish. Oh, help me in, Bessie. Yeah. I'm giddy. I have a pain in the head.
And so, no doubt your boss called. My boss.
No doubt.
And you've been asked to put in a word at the Home Office.
Correct. My government would appreciate it if your government...
Permit me to point out that your government refused to admit these refugees when the St. Louis was practically in Florida. But I sympathize. What do we know? What does His Majesty's government know about these Jews on the St. Louis? Some of them might be political refugees. Some of them might be criminals.
Oh.
Undesirables of various kinds. How is one to know? If I may take a view, Ambassador Kennedy, plainly, this ship must go back to Germany. That's plain common sense.
The Sierra.
Are we expecting him to dinner?
No. I haven't seen him since New York. Though there will be guests. I'll instruct you later.
Very good. Now, Miss Edith, the Thun Brigade has set sail. Lady Ida is in her room, resting, and Sir George is aloft, on his platform, on the terrace.
Still correcting the horizon with his telescope?
He has returned from Renishaw with 100 disturbing plans for the house and grounds.
He will soon discover we have our own disturbing plans.
Indeed.